وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take the work of deen from you and accept all your great sacrifices in the early hours of the morning to awaken us and the ummah from the slumber that we find ourselves, that we are spiritually lacking. And Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. That opportunity has come for us. And so when we speak about barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban, then we need to exert ourselves in these particular months and start off and commence the recitation of the noble Quran, durood and salawat in abundance, the kalimat of Tawheed in abundance, and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah and safety from the fire of hell in abundance. These are the times, this is barakah that we need. So we need a spiritual dimension of barakah. And alhamdulillah, you sacrifice your valuable time for this year for the sake of the upliftment of the ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your sacrifices. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa bashshiris sabirin alladhina idha asabatuhum musibah qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ulaika alayhim salawatun min rabbihim wa rahmah. وأولئك هم المهتدون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, two of the prominent Sahaba, the grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Hassan ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and Hazrat Hussein ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, we will be discussing the lives of these personalities this morning. His name is Hassan. His father's name is Hazrat Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and his mother is Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. He was a beloved of the pure mother, Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. He was born in the middle of Ramadan, in the third year of Hijri. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called out the adhan in his ear and named him Hassan. He was forbearing, kind and righteous. His forbearance and his asceticism prompted him to abandon both this world and the Khilafat for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. He bore much resemblance with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was from among the first ones to go to the assistance and help of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. He heard a person making dua for 12,000 dirhams. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu returned home and sent this amount to the person. He used to say, "I feel ashamed to go to meet my Allah while on an animal." This is why he went on foot 20 times from Medina Munawwara to Makkah Mukarrama. According to one narration, he performed Hajj 15 times on foot while his choicest camels were walking with him without any load on them. Listen to his great words of wisdom. He used to say to his sons and nephews, "Acquire knowledge. If you are unable to memorize it, record it and keep it in your homes." This shows the benefit of recording knowledge. When he was poisoned, His liver was severely damaged. He said, "I was poisoned several times before, but it was not like this." Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala said to him, "O brother, who can we suspect of doing this to you?" He replied, "Why are you asking this?" He replied, "So that I could kill him." So he said, "If the person is the one whom I suspect, then Allah's grasp is very severe, and He will inflict a terrifying punishment on him. And if he is not the one, I do not want an innocent person to be killed for my sake." Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. Such was the level of his forbearance and piety. It is worthy of emulation by all of us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala inspire us. It is better for a need to remain unfulfilled than going to an unsuitable or unqualified person for its fulfillment. What beautiful advice. It is better for a need to remain unfulfilled than going to an unsuitable or unqualified person for its fulfillment. Subhanallah, what a great lesson of independence. Once a person said to him, "I fear death a lot." He replied, "This is because you left your wealth behind. Had you sent it forward in Allah's cause, then instead of fearing death, you will yearn for it." Subhanallah, what words of wisdom and admonition. There are 10 noble qualities: honesty in speech, fighting fiercely at the time of battle, giving to a beggar, good character, returning a favor, maintaining family ties, safeguarding and defending one's neighbor, fulfilling the rights of rightful people, hospitality to guests, and the greatest of all, having modesty. Let's go through them again and apply them in our lives. He said there are 10 noble qualities: honesty in speech, fighting fiercely at the time of battle, giving charity to a beggar, good character. Regarding good character, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Bu'istu li utammima makarim al-akhlaq." I have been sent to perform good character so that I can fulfill, and so that people can understand the importance of good character. Returning a favor, hal jaza'u al-ihsani illa al-ihsan. Maintaining family ties, wa ati dhal-qurba haqqah. Safeguarding and defending one's neighbor. And there were great examples in Islamic history, you know, where even if the neighbor was a non-Muslim, we had to care for him. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that put a little water in your curry, extra water, and share your curry with the neighbor. In fact, so much rights of the neighbor have been mentioned that one would fear that a time would come maybe that they would be included in inheritance. So people, you know, when a Yahudi was selling his house, he asked for an exorbitant sum. So they asked him, "But this is not the value of the house." He said, "Look at the neighbor. Who is the neighbor? Based on that, I have placed the value of my house." So good neighbors are very, very great ni'mat of Allah. So safeguarding and defending one's neighbor. Fulfilling the rights of rightful people. Hospitality to guests. Remember, when guests come into your home, they come with their own barakah. And they bring a lot of blessings for their household. So we must learn to welcome guests with open arms. So he said hospitality to guests. And the greatest of all, having modesty. You know, having humility. Man tawadha'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. The one who humbles himself for Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him in rank. And if he has shame and modesty, you can imagine what a lofty position he has in the sight of Allah. Sayyidina Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu would constantly ask him to explain moral terms and consult him on matters of the government. He said to him on one occasion, "O Abu Muhammad, No one till now has been able to explain to me the meaning of three things. So he asked, what are they? So Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala said, Muruwat, Karam, and bravery. So he replied, Muruwat refers to a person setting right his religion. Listen to that. Muruwat refers to a person setting right his religion and using it in the correct manner and place, offering salam a lot and becoming the beloved of people. Karam refers to giving before you are asked to do favors, to provide food and drink in the appropriate places. What does karam refer to? Giving before you are asked to do favors, to provide food and drink in the appropriate places. Sometimes you will find that somebody comes to your place and he starts giving you his stories, and poor person is in dire necessity. Now he finds it very, very difficult to say, I need so much. Out of your kindness, before he can even ask a question, you place some money in his hands. That is karam. So bravery refers to defending one's neighbor, supporting and helping him at times of need, and being patient over problems caused by him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with good neighbors, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us good neighbors for our neighbors. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him on one occasion, what are our responsibilities with regard to governing the country? So he replied, they are shown to us by Sayyidina Hazrat Sulaiman ibn Dawood alayhi salam. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, what did he teach us? So he replied, he said to one of his companions, do you know what the responsibilities of the king are with regard to his kingdom and by which he is not harmed? They are khashiyati ilahi, fearing Allah ta'ala in public and private, establishing justice and equity at times of anger and happiness, maintaining a balanced attitude during times of poverty and prosperity, and he must neither take any wealth by force nor be wasteful with it. As long as he practices on these points, he will not suffer any loss in the world. It is stated that Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma went out into the desert. They saw an old man performing wudu, but he was not performing correctly. So they discussed the matter between themselves and said, this is an old man. How can we tell him that he is not performing wudu correctly? He might feel offended. So they decided to go to him and learn from him. So they went and said, O Sheikh, watch us performing wudu and see which one of us is performing it correctly. So they both performed wudu before him, and he was watching them carefully. So when they completed, the old person said, you two are performing it correctly. It is I who is not performing it correctly. I have now learned the correct method from you. Now this type of teaching is known as a demonstrative method. Subhanallah, what an excellent way of enjoining good as per the Quranic instruction, ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah, invite to the way of your Lord with wisdom. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu was taught a very, very special dua by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a dream. Bahiqi and Ibn Asakir narrate through Abu Mundir that Hisham ibn Muhammad narrates from his father, who related Hazrat Hassan ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was experiencing extreme poverty. He used to receive 100,000 dirhams annually from the state. For some reason, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not send it to him 1 year. So this caused Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu to experience much hardship and poverty. So Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates, I asked for a pen and ink pot on one occasion with the intention of writing to Amir Muawiyah and reminding him, but I desisted. So I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a dream, who asked me, O Hassan, how are you? So I replied, O my father, I'm well. I then complained to him about my not receiving my annual money. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, you asked for an ink pot so that you could remind a human just like you I replied, "Yes, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What should I do?" So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Say, Allahumma ma da'ufat anhu quwwati wa qasara anhu amali wa lam tantahi ilayhi raghbati wa lam tablughu mas'alati wa lam yantiq lisani mimma a'tayta ahadan min al-awwalina wal-akhirina min al-yaqin faqassini bihi ya rabb al-alamin." O Allah, the matters regarding which I am weak, the actions regarding which my efforts are lacking, to which my yearning has not attained, my request has not reached, and my tongue has not uttered, then, O Lord of the universe, I ask you for the conviction which you gave specifically to one of those of the past and future peoples. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala relates, "By Allah, not even 1 week had passed since making the above dua when Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent me my stipulated amount. So I said, Alhamdulillah alladhi la yansa man zakarahu wa la yuqayyib man da'ahu. فرأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في المنام فقال يا حسن كيف أنت؟ فقلت بخير يا رسول الله وحدثته بحديثتي فقال يا بني هكذا مرج الخالق ولم يرجع إلى المخلوق." All praise is due to Allah Ta'ala, who does not forget the one who remembers him and does not refuse the one who beseeches him. I saw Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم again in a dream, and he asked me, "O Hassan, how are you?" I replied, "I am well, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam." I then related my story to him. So he said, "O my son, this is the condition of every such person who places his hopes in the Creator and severs his hopes from the creation. When the time of his death approached, he said, 'Take my bed and place it in the courtyard of my house.' His order was carried out. He then said, 'O Allah, I offer myself to you. Do not take me to account according to the condition of myself. Rather, treat me according to your all-encompassing mercy.' Subhanallah, look at the extent of his fear of the hereafter. Such was the condition of the grandson of the leader of the prophets and messengers, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How much then should sinners like us fear the hereafter? He passed away in the year 50 Hijri and was buried in Baqi, the graveyard of Medina Munawwara. May Allah Ta'ala fulfill his grave with Noor. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen."